Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know that our hosts sometimes send charts they're talking about directly to the Radio Plus app? If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
He's a former chairman of the SEC, policy advisor to Goldman Sachs, Bloomberg LP board member, and fortunately there's a profanity screen on the Bloomberg emails because he's so upset about the money fund issues and Chairman Shapiro that Arthur sent me a note. You said, Arthur, this is disgraceful. Let's set this up. We want to be more confident about our money markets. Bill Dudley of the Fed is behind the chairman of the SEC. The Treasury is behind the chairwoman of the SEC, and she can't get it done. Well, why not?
Here's the story, if you're not up to date on it. The asset management industry scored a victory as Securities Exchange Commission Chairman Mary Shapiro abandoned her quest to impose tougher rules on money market mutual funds. Three of the four other SEC commissioners did not support a four-year effort to make money funds, or at least aimed at making money funds, more stable.
And I've never seen you more upset, Arthur. Why are you upset?
I think this is a national disgrace. There's clearly a need to do something about money market funds. There is absolutely no argument that the value of those funds should be accurately portrayed rather than saying that they will perpetually be good at whatever they were paid for. In other words, breaking the buck, letting those funds go below a dollar, even though they may be worth less than a dollar, is not now allowed in the fund industry. That's ridiculous. Everything else is marked to the market. This should be marked to the market in the interests of investors. The fact that Mary Shapiro couldn't get her three members of the commission to support this is really a national disgrace. The argument made was we need more time to study the issue. That's government speak for delay it. And the commissioner that I would target as the villain in this scene is Commissioner Aguilar. Commissioner Aguilar said he wanted this issue studied at greater length.
Is that French for the lobbyists got in the way?
The lobbyists certainly got their way here, but now I think this is a matter that the president should weigh in on. The Federal Reserve Board took that position. The Treasury Department is supportive of money market regulation. This is a clear issue of the efforts to block effective investor protection, and this is a national issue. The president and the Federal Reserve Board and clearly the Financial Stability Oversight Council can weigh in on behalf of investors.
Ken, I'll be here. Is like Morgan Stanley against this? Let's pick on Goldman Sachs. Is Goldman Sachs against the chairman on this?
I don't think that Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley have taken a position, but if you delved into it, you'd find that they would probably be against it because they have their own money market funds. The sponsors of money market funds simply don't want this regulation.
Well, that whole break the buck business, it's just sort of custom, isn't it, Arthur?
I mean, it is custom. And the fact of the matter is that we've had a number of instances where funds have broken the buck and the funds have made up for it because they know that the whole faith and confidence in the fund market would be damaged by allowing a firm to break the buck.
Right.
Today, the margin of error is narrower than it's ever been in history.
Well, I want to go narrow here, Arthur, in the few minutes that we've got left with you. I'm seeing genuine excitement in the last number of days about the Brooklyn Nets, about Bruce Ratner bringing basketball back to your Brooklyn. This is exciting. Just your thought, we're building a new arena in Brooklyn. Everybody's involved. Jay-Z's involved. I know you listen to him all the time.
I'm going to be there opening night.
You're going to be there opening night?
I think it's one of the most exciting events to take place in Brooklyn. It's revitalized an area that is critically important, including the Brooklyn Academy of Music, the world's most wonderful cultural institution. And I think the team's going to be great. I think it's going to be a really competitive team.
I'm trying to do the subliminal thing there. Arthur, get us tickets.
Yeah, there's a long story in New York Magazine about that. And it specifically, everybody, do not drive.
I think
there's like 14 parking spaces in that neighborhood. That's
but this true. Is Do a big drive, deal. I mean, Bruce Ratner has pounded his head against the wall to get this done. To me, the stadium looks gorgeous. I don't know. I haven't been to Brooklyn, Arthur, in like 22 years.
Oh, you must
My staff
come.
Won't
you
let
come
me go.
With me opening night?
No, this. Well.
Well, you
well,
got your wish.
The yeah. surveillance box?
You
oh, my word. We'll have to get the summer can come, too. We'll get the surveillance helicopter out, Summer, and go over. It's orange, Arthur. You'll love it. We'll go over. And, well, our whole staff lives in Brooklyn. That's they won't good. Let me go They're to smart. Brooklyn because we're not hip.
Except Tom and me. Tom and I are so unhip, we live.
Well,
still in Manhattan.
Brooklyn's the place to be.
It is a place to be. Arthur Levitt.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.